Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
So, I am having difficulty containing my excitement here.
What's happened now?
Occasionally, something happens in the world that just makes you think, yes, everything is correct and right with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best. It's all subjective. I love Freddie Mercury. I love Queen. I love the look on Sky's face when we were driving to Freyhate and he heard Bohemian Rhapsody for the first time.
No, it wasn't for the first time. It was the first time I've seen someone like perform it like the way you did.
Yes.
That was the surprise, man.
Is that the surprise?
Yeah. And ever since I've joined WOB, with the old boys, we played every single time at two in the morning and we just bounce it out. So I understand your excitement, sir.
So you must understand how hard it was for the world when Freddie Mercury passed away.
Mm.
What we had lost in a musician and a personality. And then when you see this, you go to yourself. Okay, so let me just, I've got to paint the picture for you. There's a song written by a guy called Dave Clark. He was in the 1960s. None of us will remember this. The Dave Clark 5, right?
Yeah.
And he recorded a demo with a whole bunch of people. It was supposed to be a part of a musical of sorts. And there was supposed to be a whole bunch of voices involved. And in this recording, he recorded Freddie Mercury's part of the song, which is literally, you know, everyone got recorded doing the whole song, and then they were going to mix it all together, almost like a Band-Aid type vibe.
Mm.
And then nothing came of it, but this guy decided, let's isolate Freddie Mercury's vocals and let's reintroduce the piano so that it's, because this is all done posthumously.
Mm-hmm.
He has passed on. Let's introduce a solo sort of like piano vibe and see what we get. And what we have is a brand new Freddie Mercury song that did not exist before. For anyone who's a Queen fan, we have all of his music. We have all of his solos. We have all of the band music. We all know them. They're used in all the movies. But now we have a new one. It's like we held a seance and said, Freddie, sing us another song because we need one more song from you. That's what's happened.
Okay, and are you quite excited about this?
I'm so excited about this. So, East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio, are going to play the new Freddie Mercury song for the first time. I think it's the first time we're playing it in South Africa. I know it was released about a week or two ago in the UK. Might have been a BBC thing, but I have friends of friends who said, Darren, you need to play this.
How many times have you listened to the song, or you haven't?
I heard it once.
Okay.
And I'm like, my God, it's all there. It's Freddie Mercury. It's the voice. It's the range. It's the pitching. It's the timing. It's the pure performance of Freddie Mercury with no complications, no other sounds involved in there that can take away from that is Freddie Mercury. And a little bit of piano in the background.
Jeez, the excitement's on your face right now. if someone could see this. Wow. Okay. When are we playing the song?
So this morning, coming up 7:51, just after the 10-second challenge and Myra Naika's Cricket World Cup report, we are going to debut the brand new single from the man, the legend, the one and only, posthumously, Freddie Mercury, right here on East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
Can you feel it, mate?
East Coast Breakfast.